The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
This is Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. I'm here today with Marcia Bradford, and Marcia is the owner of Diversified Health and Wellness Center in Kirkwood. Hi, Marcia. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So tell me about Diversified Health and Wellness Center. What is it?
Well, I won't give you the written spiel, but we are a diverse health and wellness center, very integrative. The idea of the center is to bring together multiple professions to help anyone that comes in the center. We have counseling, we have chiropractic, we have massage, naturopath doctor, we have arts and crafts, we have yoga. We have lots of different professions. So a very diverse health and wellness center. We're not trying to compete with the boutique health and wellness centers or anything like that, but something to help both or all mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah. No, I love that. And so, you know, in my own healing journey, it really has been about uniting mind, body, and spirit and addressing different issues. And I love that you have even, you mentioned you have arts and crafts.
Yes.
That's fantastic because people, you know, a lot of times I'll work with my health coaching clients and we'll just find that, you know, sometimes it's something as simple as creativity or having an outlet for, you know, releasing stress in a way that you wouldn't really think of, like maybe knitting. Sounds
right.
Crazy.
Right.
But yeah,
yeah,
so
we have art therapy. We mm-hmm. have music therapy. We do kids classes, adult classes. We have an art teacher that pairs with some of our therapists. So we do a lot of healing classes that involve arts and crafts.
Awesome. And I even understand. So you mentioned yoga, you also have meditation and other.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just started our introduction to meditation classes. We're hoping to really build on that. So that's weekly, Wednesdays and Saturdays right now, but we're also hoping to add more classes.
Very cool. Yeah. And I like that you have, you know, the counseling and you're taking a holistic approach to building wellness.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So what are you hoping to accomplish with the center? Like, what's the overall mission?
Well, the original mission is to give back. We want to give back to the community. We want to help anyone that comes in to diversify their health and wellness, to really give them, you know, a whole body experience, something other than going to a doctor and taking a pill and hoping that that magic pill is going to make it all go away. Something more than helping them just to drown and avoid, you know, all of their issues. Something to really get down to, you know, getting real and working through their issues. Again, mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah, and I'm all about that on this show. So I was so excited to have you come and sit down with me and talk about this. I think it's such a wonderful idea. And just the ability of the practitioners to work together to support people on their overall health and wellness journey.
Absolutely.
All the way. So, you know, I personally, just to kind of let the audience know a little bit of background, I in my health journey, had struggled with anxiety and depression, gut health issues, of course, being related to that. But it all, you know, it all kind of plays in together. And I did go down the take a pill route, right? And it doesn't fix the problem. It doesn't get to the root.
Right. It just adds one problem on top of another, and we get buried. And we get into this deep dark hole and we can't get out. So, yeah, that's absolutely. I found myself struggling with an autoimmune disease a few years ago, and it just kept getting worse and worse and swirling around, and it felt like there was no way out. So, you know, you have to take it one day at a time and one step at a time, and you know, one piece of you is just one piece of the puzzle. And I believe in whole health. If you're working on one piece, you're only working on one piece of the puzzle, one piece of the problem. And that was the goal of the center, is to have a one-stop shop so that someone could come to the center and work on all the pieces of the puzzle of yourself and really get healthy.
Yeah,
all
that
in
makes
one place.
Absolute sense. And, you know, I'm going to again refer back to, like, when I work with people in health coaching, you know, I have something, and I know that you have in counseling something called the Wheel of Wellness, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all these different techniques for, you know, helping to deal with whatever it is that they're dealing with, you know, in terms of anxiety, depression, et cetera. And in my practice, I use something called the Circle of Life. And, you know, there's secondary food. A lot of my emphasis is nutrition, but there's also, you know, so we call that secondary food, actually, at the institute I was trained at, because, yeah, it's important what we eat. It can make a big difference, turn genes on and off and support health in many, many different ways. But there are so many other things that feed us, and I call that primary food, right? So,
right.
You know, your home environment, your relationships, your career, your spirituality, your hobbies, all of these things can light you up and feed your soul in such a different way to support, you know, the food is just one aspect. We can't do it all with that. But yeah, so I really like this integrative approach that you're taking. It really aligns. Yeah, that's very cool. So we've talked a little bit about what your services are, but you know, who are the people that you feel are most likely to benefit from your offerings and fit well at the center?
Well, the intention of the center is to help everyone, adults, children, men, women. A lot of the people that are coming through our center right now, the focus is a little bit more on women. We have a lot of providers that focus on prenatal and postnatal health, a lot of female health, but we really want to work with men and children as well, families. We have Smart Recovery. We want to work with people with addictions. We have dietitians. We really want to work with anyone and everyone in any capacity. We have counselors that work with American Sign Language. We have a provider coming in early April that works with vision impaired. So really the goal eventually is to expand the center to be big enough to work with anyone with any issues.
Very cool. So do you have some plans for expansion, maybe to franchise, things like that? What are your...
Hopefully someday. Yeah. Yeah. I believe that if you can't see it, you can't build it. If you can't dream it, you can't achieve it. So this vision was built in my mind years ago, back in the 90s when I was an undergraduate, and it sat dormant for a little while as life took over. But you know, when I got the chance, I started building this, and yeah, I can't say I don't dream that someday that this will explode and we'll be able to franchise. Yes, maybe, but definitely expand, because every day I think of more and more ways in which we can help people, the individual in more ways, but also more, you know, more types of people and more groups and more services to help more and more people. I've discovered a long time ago, when my son, probably about 10 years ago, when my son was little, I was seeing about 50 clients a week and just running myself ragged, and decided at that time, you know, my passion is helping people. That is what, you know, excites me, and that's what I thrive on doing. And I realized at that time that I could only help. I mean, I was burning myself out at 50 clients a week, and I did the math. I can only help about 50 clients a week. Well, if I bring in other counselors and help to train them to do a better job and to help people, I then touch the lives of 50 more people. Not that I encourage every counselor to see 50 clients a week, but I help multiple people exponentially. And as I started talking to more and more people, the more providers we bring into the center, the more people's lives I get to touch indirectly. And so again, the whole goal of the center is to help. And the bigger the center gets, the more people I get to help. So yes, absolutely. The goal is to expand as big as we can get. And if it turns into franchising, then absolutely. But never, never for the goal of money, because that's not what the center's about.
heart-driven.
Absolutely. You have to have a passion for what you're doing. And if you don't have passion in it, there's no point in doing it.
I believe that 100%. And I think that that's, you know, the people that go into it with that mindset, and that's what it's all about, they help the most people. So, and in such deep and meaningful ways. It's, you know, it's hard to foresee how many lives that you can touch and the ripple effect that you can have.
Right. And that's been the goal in bringing in the providers that we have in the center. We've tried really hard to screen all of the providers as we've brought them, you know, on board, to make sure that's, you know, that is how they live and what they believe. We've had a lot of people come to us that want to join that are just there for the money, and we've turned them away because that's, again, that's not the mission of the center. So, hopefully we will continue to find those people that want to give back, and that's how we grow the center.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think that you touched on something earlier. You said, you know, we're not necessarily trying to compete with the boutiques, right?
No, but I mean, absolutely
it's
not.
A similar concept in bringing multiple providers together and being integrative, but serving the everyday person, right? Serving everyone.
Yep.
Yeah, not making it such an exclusive thing that it's unattainable.
Right.
Yeah. I love that. That's awesome. So how can people learn a little bit more about the center? Where can they find you?
Our main source of information right now is the website, which is www.diversifiedhwc.com. We also have a Facebook site, diversifiedhwc. We have an Instagram account. You can follow us on Instagram. Also, not very well maintained at the moment, but we have a Twitter account. Those are the main avenues.
Yeah, and social media can be such a challenge, right? You know, it's like, and you only want to put out really good information. I think a lot of people are so driven to just, I've got to post all the time. And it's like, well, you know, who's it helping? So I think it's really great. I think what you're putting out is quality, and that's what's most important. So yeah, I would really encourage people to find you online through those different avenues and connect, because I think that you guys put out wonderful information.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd love to say that I have my daughter taking care of our social media, but that would be child employment. So I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, maybe we won't talk about that on air.
We'll just
hold that. That's another thing. But I do love that your family is very involved. This is a family vision.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. The whole family is there almost weekly doing anything and everything to help promote and motivate and, gosh, clean and everything else.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It really is such an amazing atmosphere. And your partner, and then you have five kids?
Five kids between the two of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Ranging in ages from 8 to 21.
Wow. So. Yeah. Well, cool. Well, so this is Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal. I'm here with Marcia Bradford from Diversified Health and Wellness Center. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back to talk more with Marcia. This is Amanda LaPlante of Get Real to Heal. You are listening to KWRH LP 92.9 FM, your community radio station in Webster Groves, Missouri.
This program is underwritten by Diversified Health and Wellness Center, located at 11042 Manchester Road in Kirkwood, and online at diversifiedhwc.com. We are a network of dedicated professionals providing a diverse array of integrated health and wellness services. Our goal is to help our clients find complete health solutions for body, mind, and spirit.
This is Amanda LaPlante. Listen to my show, Get Real to Heal, every Monday morning at 9:30 and every Friday morning at 9:30 here on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. This is Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. I'm back with Marcia Bradford from Diversified Health and Wellness Center. Marcia, we've got a few more things that I would love to talk with you about. You know, for one, I want to start with the fact that you were born and raised here in Webster Groves, and your roots go pretty deep. You know, I understand that your family is strongly rooted in the community, and your dad especially was very active in civic affairs. So I wanted to see if you could tell me a little bit about, you know, your family and what influenced you and inspired you.
Yeah. Yes. Born and raised in Webster Groves. I traveled far and wide. Born in Webster, raised in Webster, went to Webster Groves High School. Yay, class of 93.
Go 93.
I went to Webster University, both for undergrad and graduate. Yeah, I most of my private practice locations have been in Webster Groves. Our intention for the center was to locate in Webster Groves for many reasons, which I won't get too much into. We decided that it was best to locate in Kirkwood, and Kirkwood was as far as we would travel. My dad was also, well-rooted in Webster Groves. He came here when he was 18 years old, and Marshall Yost was his name. He was on the city council for many years in the late 70s and early 80s, and again in the 90s. And so, I love Webster, and it's, you know, my kids are both in school in Webster, and they're going to kill me for mentioning where they go, but they're at Avery and Hickson Junior High.
Mom, don't talk about us on the radio. Right? I know
my daughter won't talk to me now for a week, but that's okay.
It's so embarrassing, Mom.
So yeah, we love Webster and we love Kirkwood. You know, we joke all the time about the rivalry between Webster and Kirkwood, but they're both wonderful communities, and I wouldn't have considered having the center in any other location. You know, the center of St. Louis County is my home and will always be my home. And the people here are just amazing and very supportive. And it's the perfect location to have a wellness center such as the one that we have.
That's great. Yeah, so I want to know a little bit more about your dad, though. Now, this isn't on my list of things I'm supposed to be talking about here, but I got to say, I'm a racing fan. And I've heard rumor that Marshall Yost was a name in the racing community as well.
Yes, he was. In the 50s and 60s, my dad was a stock car racer. He also was a huge promoter and owner of some local race car tracks, dirt race car back then. I think he sold the last track in, I want to say, 76, so I was pretty young. But Lake Hill Speedway, St. Charles Speedway. My sister also was a NASCAR official back in, I guess, into the mid to late 80s. So yeah, he that was his passion. He was an auto mechanic for his business, but that was his passion.
Sounds like an incredible family.
Yeah.
It must have been a really great experience growing up here.
Yes. My dad was an amazing man, and he's the one that gave me the values that I have, the hometown pride that I have, and the long roots here. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, your face lights up whenever you talk about Webster. It's just very cool. I can tell that there's a real affinity and passion for the community. So
absolutely.
I love that. So it seems like the demand for holistic therapies and boutique medical treatment is kind of on the rise. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about how you're tapping into this.
Well, there is definitely a rise in the boutique wellness centers, so to say. In doing research, there's really not another center around similar to ours. Most of the other centers around have similar services as ours in limited quantities, but most of them have more medical-based services. Some of them are geared more towards the aesthetic services, the facials, the medical glamification type services. We do not offer anything medical model. We're geared more towards holistic. And the core of our center is counseling. We have 19 counselors, and that there are several centers around that are majorly counseling, but they don't also offer then all of the other services that we offer, such as the dietitians, the massage therapy, the Reiki, the acupuncture, the yoga, the chiropractic, the meditation, all in one place. So we're really trying to meld together, you know, quite a few of the different boutique-ish wellness centers around, but we want to stay away from sort of the medical side of health and wellness. I am a little hesitant to even get on board with those places being health and wellness. I'm all for feeling good about yourself and really, you know, doing things to boost your mental health by, you know, doing things to enhance your physical features. But so many of the other centers around, I think, in my opinion, take it a little too far. And we don't, you know, that's not what we're about. We're more about the inside, the holistic health.
Yeah. I mean, in working on the outside, if you're not also working on the inside,
exactly,
it's not going to really be a fix.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
It's a Band-Aid.
Yeah, it's a Band-Aid. It's a temporary fix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I want to talk a little bit about, and we'll just briefly just talk about how anxiety, depression, and how like an integrative approach can help with that. Mm-hmm. I think you kind of already touched on it a bit, but, you know, like if you've got somebody that comes in rather than going the medical model, how are your counselors working with some of the other people in the center, the other professionals there, to help to treat those illnesses?
Oh, sure. You know, obviously, anybody dealing with anxiety, depression, anything like that, can go to their doctor, they can get a medication and treat some of those symptoms. But typically, those medications are a temporary fix and they just cover up the symptoms. So most of the counselors, while not reluctant to work with medications or to refer out for a medication evaluation if necessary, really try and encourage alternative healing. So we refer to the other professionals in the center to work on other aspects. So for instance, if I have a client that's struggling with anxiety, while I can talk in session about breath work and meditation and guided imagery and things like that, I can also encourage them to, you know, walk right down the hall and take a meditation class, work with the meditation teacher on guided imagery, really immerse themselves in doing the things that they need to do to work through the anxiety issues that they're having, you know, face on. Also, you know, sending them to the massage therapist to help release the physical tension that they're having from the anxiety, having them work with the chiropractor to adjust and realign the body, because the body gets really out of line when you're dealing with things like anxiety.
Yeah, and there's an energy flow factor there too, right?
Exactly.
Or pain.
Exactly.
You know, can also contribute. Sure.
Exactly. Yeah. And we have a naturopath doctor that really helps. We have
health coaches
and yes,
nutritionists. Yeah. I may be there once in a while. I am a fan of the center. Yeah.
Yes.
I love being able to be an affiliate and work with the center.
Right. So, you know, one of the things that the counselors, we face issues in getting our clients to follow through with the recommendations that we have for them.
Mm-hmm.
I can sit and tell my client, you know, every session, I really think a yoga class would really help in, you know, relieving some of the tension, to help you learn to breathe better, to focus on the inside. But I can't make them go out into the community and find those classes. Well, when it's literally right across the hall from my office and after session, I can just walk over there and introduce them or show them the class, or I can schedule their session just before the class, or I can, you know, we can schedule back-to-back sessions with the nutritionist or the health coach, or, you know, it's a one-stop shop and it's so much easier and people are more apt to do more and get more benefit, more bang for their buck, really, and to heal faster and to learn more skills and treat them, you know, more treatment modalities to help themselves and to heal faster.
Yeah.
And most of the time avoid toxic medications.
Yeah. And I can definitely attest to, you know, during my time and experience with those medications, Yeah, there are some definite side effects to some of them that were not advantageous. And my anxiety and depression personally was treated with addressing gut health and nutrient deficiencies. And then those breathing techniques and meditation and those modalities that you mentioned. And now I'm able to live a life free of that medication. And I can't tell you how thankful I am to all the professionals that helped me get there and the integrative approach that brought me along. So I wanted to really touch on that because it's something that touched my life and my heart and has had an effect on my family and my community. I show up in life completely differently now that I have these skills and these treatments that I've been introduced to.
Absolutely. So many people go through their day just getting through, just getting by, just running in the rat race and, you know, living day to day, just doing what they have to do. And so few people really are living life and really experiencing all that life has to offer. And so many of the things in the center give them more opportunity to really get into life.
Yeah. And I love that, you know, you said that you really do cast a broad net and can help a lot of different types of people. And I know you are doing some wonderful work with the LGBTQ community, bringing in some new treatments and modalities.
Yes. We are absolutely family friendly. My main focus in my counseling practice is the LGBTQIAO population. I work a lot with the trans population, both young and old. We have two other counselors that focus on working with that population as well. We will be bringing Pinwheels into the center, which is a organization for trans youth to come and just be who they are. And so we're super excited about that. That's an organization that's wildly popular in Chicago, and we're hoping to really expand upon it here in St. Louis too.
That's great. Well, and I also want to very quickly mention, and we're growing short on time, unfortunately, but I also love that you do not turn away anyone that's in need. You have, not only do you take insurance, but you also have $15 to $20 counseling session options.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We do not turn away anyone. If by chance we do not have the perfect match in counseling or any other modality in the center, we will refer outside of the center. But we do not turn away anyone. We have $15 to $20 sessions in counseling. When absolutely needed, we also offer free counseling. So, and we have multiple counselors who offer insurance coverage.
That's wonderful. And you have counselors specializing in a variety. You know, for instance, you're working with a specific population. And I know there are also counselors that work and really focus on postpartum depression and things like that. And just all of these different specialties. So I would really, regardless of what it is that someone is dealing with, I would encourage them to reach out and to see who's on your staff, because there's most likely someone there that specializes in what they're what they're dealing with.
Yeah. The hub of the center is counseling. And we have now 19 therapists. We deal with everything from young toddlers all the way up to seniors and all of the issues in those age ranges.
Well, Marcia, thank you so much for being on with me today. Again, this was Marcia Bradford from Diversified Health and Wellness Center. One more time with your website, please, for people so they can get in touch.
It's www.diversifiedhwc.com.
And this is Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. For more information on my services or to contact me, you can also find me online at getrealtoheal.net or on Facebook at Get Real to Heal.